Breath of God, breathe in me. Breath of God, speak to me. And breath of God, let me hear from thee. Come again on this afternoon, God, petitioning you now to speak through me. We ask that you give me inner strength to preach your word. Give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. That your word may penetrate our hearts, minds, our soul, and our spirit. Bless us, O God, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, and we shall be kept. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.
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 And amen again. Now, if you love the Lord, put your hands together. Bless us. Give honor and praise to Pastor Jackson, to these deacons and deaconess of the Chapman Grove Baptist Church. I'm honored to be here today. I want to begin by saying thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Pastor Jackson and Chapman Grove, and you who are here from various churches. This time last year, I was sick in the hospital, but y'all prayed for me. I'm not talking about the sickness, but I'm talking about how good God has been. And he brought me a mighty long way.
Glory.
The grace of God.
Praise him.
If you don't believe in healing, you keep on living. I want to tell you, he is a healer.
Amen.
He's able to deliver.
Thank you, God.
He's able to sustain you and keep you.
Yes, sir.
And I am indebted for this privilege just to be here. I haven't been doing a lot of preaching out, but when Xavier Jackson calls you, it's hard for you to say no. Because he's at everything that everybody has. I don't know how he do it.
Yes, sir.
But I'm grateful for the privilege to be here. I salute you, deacons and deaconess, for your work here at Chapman Grove. I'm grateful to our choir for supporting me. Grateful to our ushers for being with us today. Our son, Pastor Sherman Collins, who's here. Ministers in the choir who have been supportive. Now I'm on assignment, and my assignment is to preach to the deacons and to the deaconess. Now I hope I don't make anybody mad today, but the word cuts.
Come on now, back to this one.
Yes, sir.
As it goes, it goes. Sometimes you have to bleed to feel better.
Jesus.
Yes. So we're grateful. Turn with me to the gospel as it is recorded by Luke.
My Lord.
There are words in the 9th chapter of Luke's gospel. Luke 9. I want to begin at verse 40. I shall cease at verse 42. Luke, the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 40 and following. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not.
Couldn't do.
And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring the son hither. And as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down, tore him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father.
Well,
you may be seated.
Amen.
This afternoon, I want to to talk about powerless leadership.
Oh, God.
Powerless leadership. Somebody better pray for me. We are at and in a time where our churches are in trouble.
Come on.
Pastors are leaving, quitting, dying, and churches are dependent on the diaconate.
Jesus.
Because you have a title in front of your name, that don't necessarily mean that you're able to lead.
My.
Because you have a degree behind your name, that doesn't qualify you to handle God's business.
Come on now.
Yes,
sir.
But in this day and time where the church is in chaos, when churches are in turmoil, where the tail is wagging the dog, we're caught in a situation that the sheep are going astray. And it is because the leadership has not taken their rightful place. Hello, somebody. We ordain you. We consecrate you. We set you apart to do the work. And when it's time to do the work, you're not there to do it. Which puts the church in a precarious situation. The world is watching us to see what we do. And if there's chaos and confusion in the church, then why should they come to church? And we can't get along with one another when there's challenges between the core leadership of the church. Why should I come and be a part of the confusion that's already established?
Come on.
But when we see the church, and I'm not talking about the building, but I'm talking about the ecclesia, I'm talking about those that have been called out to do the work, uphold their rightful position, then the church can go forward. But while I'm here, I might as well park here for a minute. When we lose our doctrine,
my God,
when we don't understand the discipline, when we don't understand the order of worship and what worship is all about, when there is no praise in the building, the church gets on a slippery slope. And we have a problem in the house.
Come on now.
And the problem in the house is that folk do things that way.
Come on. Come on.
And that way doesn't necessarily mean it's the right way. What I'm trying to say, you can do wrong for so long that wrong seems right.
Glory God.
But God calls us to lead his people.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to mess anybody up, but while I'm talking to you, I might as well talk to you. Yes. It's in your hands.
Yes. Yes.
To lead the people. And the people need to see by example. That's why you have been chosen. Hello, somebody. Not because the pen looks good on you. Not because you wear a big hat. Not because you give financially. But you're able to stand and lead God's people that the church does not crumble and fall. You are to lead the church in the absence of a pastor or the pastor until said time God calls the shepherd to the fold.
Come on, sir.
It's with that we have to reach back. I said it this morning. We have to reach back and look into the reflecting mirror, which is the Bible. And in those 66 chapters, you can find yourself.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And when you find yourself, you have to look at yourself. Because you can dress up a mess.
Can't you though? Can't you though?
You can paint it pretty. You can make it look good. But when you see yourself and you find yourself and you work on yourself, that's when the church can get better.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You call me Jackson.
Say on, brother.
And until we look at the work that's before us, the examples we must live, and what we must do for God's people, the church can't get better. We passed by COVID. We're in post-COVID. But we're getting ready to go back into COVID again. It's about to recycle on us again.
Well,
and because of COVID, folk don't come to church.
That's what they say.
They'd rather stay in bedroom Baptist.
Yeah.
And not come and give homage to God. I don't know how you feel about it, but being home and in quarantine was a struggle for me.
Well,
because there's something about this wood.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
It's something about the pew you sit in. It's something about the impression you have made in the pew on a constant and consistent basis. That makes you feel comfortable when you come to church.
Yes, sir.
But we have found out that you can have church all by yourself. Hello, somebody.
Come on, man.
All you got to do is just worship and praise God. Yes, hear the word, but you can have church by yourself. You have it on your job. You dismiss yourself. Go to the facility and lock yourself in the stall and you can have a talk with God.
Well,
but it's not until we take our rightful place in the leadership of the church that the church can't get better. The church should be a blazing fire.
Yes. Say it, sir.
That fortunes. It ought to be so noisy in the church that when folk come down 20, they ought to hear something going on the inside. Your hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, shouldn't be.
Glory!
A wave here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My mind. Yes, Lord.
It ought to be noisy in the church. And if for some reason,
help us.
Your pew partner gets upset. Because you're too noisy. We've been taught what to do.
Right.
You hold up your antenna and you bend your back and you tip away. Tell them it's been a pleasure being here, but I got to go where I've got to praise God because you don't know what the Lord has done for me. And don't judge my praise because you don't wear my shoes and you don't tie my laces. The passage.
Come on here.
The passage helps us to understand it was 8 days after Peter, James, and John and the Lord went up on Mount Transfiguration, took the inner circle with him, Peter, James, and John.
Yes, sir.
One bipolar. Two fishermen.
Come on.
Took him with him up on the Mount of Transfiguration. Understand, we're so quick to put people out, but the Lord kept Peter. You know Peter, he cut a man's ear off.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord healed the man's ear by praying for him. But the Lord didn't say anything to Peter. Understand, the Lord knows that sometimes we need some radical folk to lead the church. Sometimes we need some folk who won't take no mess.
Where?
To bring order
to
the church.
Hello, somebody.
Where?
There's a reason. The Lord kept Peter. He knew Peter had problems.
Issues.
Maybe some of you have. Truth be told, you can mask what's going on. But in honesty, you can be a stick of dynamite with a short.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Y'all better
but
hear
I want
him.
You to know that the Lord has need for you.
Come on. Thank you, God.
He keeps you.
You.
He's got he knows God. How you are.
Right.
My God.
But he said, I can use you.
That's it.
When folk want to cancel you out, the Lord said, you just right for me.
Well, right.
When you're ready to give up on yourself, the Lord says, I can bring some gifts out of you that can be used for my glory. I can use you in the service as a mouthpiece because you won't take no mess. You bring order to chaos. Hello, somebody. And you'll smother down confusion. Lord, we're going up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. And while they were up there, they saw something. A cloud came, and two men that represents Moses and Elias came. And Peter said, Lord, it's good to be here. Lord, we have felt the Shekinah glory of God. The atmosphere around us is inducive to praise and worship. And we don't want to leave from, Lord, if you will, I'll build three tabernacles that we can stay here. But let me help you. You can come to church and you can have a high and holy time in the church. You can have a high and holy time in the worship. You can dance all over the church. You can knock down two or three pews. It doesn't make a difference. But we have to understand we can't stay here because the work is not in here. The work is out there.
What's up?
Can't get caught up and just being inside. You got to be as much deacon and as much deaconess outside of the church. You are as much deacon in your tennis and your shorts as you are in your suit, white shirt and tie. Deaconess, you are just as much deaconess in your dress as well as you are in your white attire. The clothes don't make you. It's the power that comes from the powerhouse that's within you. I just said something. Let me pause right there. I'll come back to that. But you got to show yourself. You got to represent yourself.
Talk, sir. Talk.
Can't stay in here all day long. But you got to lead that people will see your leadership. Irregardless of your attire. But they see the Christ in you.
That's it, man.
And there ought to be something about you that makes a difference. I'll say amen for you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There's a pleasantness about you.
Yes.
But there's a sternness about you.
Yeah.
And some kind of way you've got to balance that out.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody.
Come on.
That you are approachable, but you don't take no mess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
You juggle. Because everything not funny.
No, huh? Come on now.
Everything is not a joke. Right. But you have compassion about you when the need arises. Hello, somebody. That's what makes you the difference. Can I say it this way? That's why folk on your job, that's why folk that work around you come to you to talk to you, because they feel that you can help them. And the sad part about it, we are in the presence of some folk that need help and don't know they need help.
Yes, sir.
Lord, if you want, let me build 3 tabernacles that we can be here. It's good for us to be here. Yeah, let us just stay up here. But we can't stay here. As it came to pass, that on the next day, they went down from the hill to the people. And when they came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, they were approached by a father. Mm-hmm. A father who's in a helpless condition.
Huh?
He's got a child, and the child has got a spirit in him that's uncontrollable.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Oh, my God. This boy, this boy that he has is problematic, but he can't help himself.
Right.
This boy, the son, has got a problem that his father don't know what to do. It sounded like today.
Huh. My
father realizes that this is bone of my bone and blood of my blood.
Well,
and he's out of control. Help me, somebody.
All right.
What am I going to do?
My.
If he don't get better, I'm going to have a situation.
Yeah.
I've tried the doctors, but they couldn't help him. Medicines of today weren't available to him. But he made every effort he could to help his son. So he goes to his Jesus disciples.
Huh?
And he takes his son to them. 3 are on the mountain.
Yes.
And 9 are down.
My. I see, God. I see it.
3 are up praising.
My God.
And 9 are still there.
My God.
He brings his son to the 9.
Huh? Right.
And the 9 can't help him.
Can't help him. My God. My God.
3 up there happy on the mountain, praising God.
Yeah.
But the work is down on the low ground. And more of them on the low ground, and none of them can help him.
Well, hello, somebody.
Powerless.
It sounds like church today. We got officers in the church and nobody know what to do.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. Come on.
Pastor tried to go on vacation.
Oh, God.
Pastor's been called to preach somewhere else. And a situation goes on in the church. And the diagonal is looking at one another. And the circumstance and the situation is not resolved because no one knew what to do.
Come on, man.
My God.
And we don't understand why the church is the way it is. And Jesus comes down. And the man approaches Jesus with this boy. Lord,
I besought your disciples. I brought my son to your disciples.
Yeah.
He's got a spirit that taketh him. He suddenly cries out. He tears himself. He foams at the mouth. He bruises himself. And I brought him to your disciples.
Well,
and they could not.
Ah.
Oh my God.
My God.
Nothing.
They were powerless.
Powerless. Help us, come on, Jesus. Powerless.
These are ones that have been prayed for.
Yeah.
These are ones that have been looked out to lead the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they could not. Oh my God. Right. They had the power, but they were powerless.
Oh my God.
Come on. Help me, London. It's like a light switch. The power is in the socket, and all you gotta do is turn it on. No power was turned on in all nine of them.
Come on, dog.
Somebody, one of them, should have said something.
Something.
Some of them, one of them, should have looked down on this boy and had compassion.
Well,
the father said, and they could not. What he's saying is that they would not.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh my.
You may have gotten the wrong one, Jackson. But when you have no power.
Right.
To lead the church. When you see situations. You need to move forward.
Yes, sir.
Thank God you have a pastor.
Well.
To lead you.
Yes.
But what happens when the pastor's not here?
Well. Right. Yeah.
What happens when situations come up?
Come up.
What happens when there's trauma and drama in the church?
Well. Yeah.
Trauma
and drama.
Do you just passively let it go? Do you become powerless?
Huh? Come on.
And the world is watching to see what we're going to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There was a time. There was a time that Satan would stay a distance away from him and look at you and pick at you. But now Satan will withstand you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. And when your enemy is looking you in your face,
yeah.
That's no time for you to be cowardless.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well,
that's time for you to get some backbone.
Huh?
That's for the time for you to speak up.
Yes, sir.
That's the time for you to move in what you've been consecrated and ordained to do. Is that to lead the church of God? Hello, somebody. And we're at a point. We're at a point. We're at a time where things are happening in the church.
Well.
Outsiders come in the church with guns. Terrorize you while you're praising God. They're holding us up. We're afraid. We got ushers that have to not only look at the door, look behind the door to see who's coming in. We used to have a time that in the church, the diagonal, the deacons used to sit on each side of the pulpit. To watch over the congregation to make sure no foolishness happened in the church. Y'all help me here. I know I'm old school, but where I grew up, those deacons would get up and come in the back and say, you boys better stop playing.
My God.
They're
not doing that.
There was a time that the deaconess would watch when offering time come. And watch the sisters come through with their children's clothes on. And address them after church. And shout to them, you need to cover yourself up. Don't do that anymore. everything go.
Yes, sir.
But that's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Because you never know who's looking at you. And you are supposed to be an example.
Come on.
My God.
To an unfriendly world.
Yeah.
That they see what needs to be done. You don't wear a pork chop vest in front of a hungry lion. It's happening in the church.
Yes, sir. Right now.
And nobody says anything. It's a shame. It's a scandal. But what have you done about it? You have the power.
Huh?
But what are you doing with the power? He brings his son to Jesus. The boy has epileptic seizures. He acts like a lunatic. Something takes over him. Suddenly he cries. He tears at himself. He's foaming at the mouth. He bruises himself. And Satan has control over him. And I brought him to your disciples.
Well,
and they could not.
Could not. Could not.
Ask them to cast him out. Father brings the son. And nobody did nothing. Reverend, what were they supposed to do? I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Somebody should have got some oil.
Come on, sir.
Come on,
I know I'm talking to Baptist folk.
Come on.
Somebody should have got some oil. Somebody should have anointed him. The elders of the church, the diaconate, should have been called to lay hands and pray the prayer of faith.
Yeah.
Come on.
Over this boy. No one did anything. Come here, James. James says, is there any sick among you?
Call on.
Call on the elders of the church.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let them pray over them.
Yeah.
Anointing them with oil.
Yeah, yeah.
And pray the prayer of faith. Nobody. Nobody. None of them. None of them looked at one another. None of them conferred with one another. None of them agreed. Just leave and go. And that's the problem in the church.
Come on, though.
Nobody's doing nothing. Just let it go.
Huh?
You've been ordained. You've been equipped. You've studied. You've been catechized. You know what to do. And now the time has come for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have no power.
No power.
Lundy.
It wasn't that nobody told you.
My God.
It wasn't because no one shared with you what you need to do. You've been equipped and endowed with
power
to do it. And the question is, why aren't you using what you have? What does it take for you?
Glory!
To rally and come together to help one.
Oh, God.
Songwriter said, if I could just help somebody as I travel along the way,
well,
then my living shall not be in vain. Hello, somebody. Jesus looks at them and Jesus says, O faithless
generation.
And perverse generation.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
How long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. Can I just say it my way?
Bring him to me.
Bring him to me.
Yeah. That's it. That's it, sir.
Since you can't do it.
Right.
Bring him here.
I like that.
Bring him to me.
Do it myself.
He's just right for me.
Yeah.
He's foaming just right. He's lunatic just right. He's having seizures just right. He's trying to kill himself. He's trying to come. Bring him to me.
Well,
why? I'm glad you asked. Because I heard him say, I have come that you might have life and have life more abundantly.
Yes, sir.
And if Jesus has to do what he has to do for you to have life, bring him here.
Huh?
Y'all missed that thing. We all have been messed up.
Yeah.
Some way or another.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Really, if you honestly look at it, it's a church, but it's really a hospital, because we all are sick one way or another. Maybe your case is not critical or terminal, but you're in the hospital and you're waiting for Dr. Jesus to show up.
Yes, sir.
Bring him to me. I got a garment, I got a hymn, I got a pharmacy there for him. Whatever he needs, I can take care of him. Bring him to me. Let me take care of him. And they brought him to Jesus. Jesus said, you're faithless and you are perverse.
Whew.
Me, somebody. You're messed up.
God.
Your faith is less than what it should be.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir.
Pretty much
you don't have
much faith.
That's it. That's
but I remember the word said that if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, be thou removed. If you've got mustard seed faith, you should be able to cast a demon out of this boy.
Come on.
But
nobody
said it. They were all quiet. Jesus took the boy and brought the young boy to him. And the demon tried to tear at him, tried to take him down. An evil, unclean spirit was in him.
Mm-hmm.
A spirit that took over this child. And here's his father saying that if my boy don't get better, I'm going to have to make funeral arrangements. If my boy don't get better, who's going to carry on the family name? If my son don't get better, he's going to get worse. But he took him to Jesus. I want to ask the question, where do you go?
My.
When you can't get an answer to your problem. Who do you call on? I'm not talking about those on Facebook and Twitter and all of those, but who do you go to?
That's where they go, Reverend.
When you got a problem. I'm talking about in your house. You know you're not exempt from trouble, but where do you go?
Right.
When your children start acting fool, where do you go?
Right.
When your children are out of control.
Well,
notice if you will, the man teaches us all a lesson.
Come on here.
That when you got a problem, you can't solve them.
Yeah.
You take your child, or you take your burden to the Lord.
Yeah.
And leave it there. Yeah. Or you miss your shout. You miss your shout.
Hallelujah.
And if you trust,
never doubt.
And never doubt.
Yeah.
Anybody know he'll surely?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He'll bring you out.
Yes, sir.
Brought the boy to Jesus. They delivered him to Jesus. And Jesus healed the child. And he delivered this boy. And now the father is happy. The father is happy that now his son has been restored. My boy is better now. The demon is gone. The demon has been cast. And maybe I just throw this in. Maybe that's what's wrong with America now. Some of these children are taking pistols to school. Just down the road a piece in Orange, a 6-year-old boy brought a pistol into school.
Can't even hold the gun.
What are we going to do with these children? Somebody's got to pray for them. They're in a hopeless situation, taking life and haven't even lived life.
Amen. Amen.
Where are we bringing these children? Let me close. Jesus said, "You perverse, faithless generation." The man said, "I brought my son to your disciples, and they could not." Your disciples, your deacons.
Oh God.
Your deaconess. Wow. Were powerless. Mm-hmm. And not only powerless, they were in denial. Mm. They knew what to do, but they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Come on, man.
Because they didn't do what they were supposed to do, this child was left in the status he was. Mm. But Jesus said, "Bring him to me. Let me put my hand on him." I wish I had help here.
Yeah.
Anybody ever had the Lord put his hand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's a feeling that goes through you.
Thank you.
Something about the hand of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
In the midnight hour when you're sick,
come on now.
The Lord can put his hand on you.
Yes, sir.
And what man's medicine can't do,
yes,
the Lord's hand can do it.
Yes.
When there's problems in your house,
yes,
that you can't take care of, if you call on the Lord,
uh-huh,
and he puts his hands on those that are creating the problem in your house. They assist and cease what they're doing. Bring him to me. Because they were powerless.
Yes.
But as I get ready to close, I want to share with you that because you have the title in front of your name.
Well.
Because you have been chosen by the members of your church.
Yes.
Because you have, hands have been laid on you.
Mm.
And the consecration or the ordination prayer has been prayed over you.
Well.
Make sure you have some power.
Oh, Lord.
And the book of Acts says, "But ye shall receive power."
Amen.
After
Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost
come upon
has come upon you.
Uh-huh.
And you shall be my witness first in Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
In all of Judea.
Well.
And in Samaria.
Yeah.
And then in the utmost parts of the world.
Well.
You need to be endowed by a power that comes from on high.
Well.
You need to be endowed by a power that can overshadow you.
Well,
you ought to be filled with a power that comes from above.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ought
yeah.
to be indwelled with a power that knows how to make you walk right.
Well,
you ought to be indwelled by a power that makes you talk right.
Well,
you ought to be indwelled by a power that gets all in your hand.
Yeah.
A power that will get all in your feet.
Yes,
a power that gets all over you.
Yes,
a power that will make you run and nobody's chasing you.
Yeah.
A power that will make you holler and no one has done anything to you.
Yeah.
A power that can make you speak in other languages that you never even spoke in before.
Yeah,
a power that comes from God.
Yeah.
You need to have power,
power
that's all inside of you.
Yeah.
Do you really want the power?
Yeah.
Do you really need the power?
Yeah.
I can tell you how to get the power from the Lord. You ought to hold your hands up. make me run.
Yes.
Power.
Power.
That'll get in my feet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Power.
Power.
That gets all in my hands.
Yeah.
And that's what we need.
Yes, sir.
We need power. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
In the diamond.
Hallelujah.
We need power.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
In the core leadership.
Yes, sir.
Of the church.
Amen.
Time out with play.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We're in a serious time right now.
Come on now.
And if it don't get better, it's going to get worse.
Come on.
Let me help you here. If you don't pray, if things go, you'll learn how to pray.
Well,
you talk to God on a regular.
That's right.
Now you got power.
That's right.
Use that to which you've been indwelled with.
Oh my God.
Use that deaconess that you have been entrusted with. Not your will, but thy will be done.
Yes, sir.
And when the church becomes powerful and not powerless, we'll be a beacon for wayward souls.
Yes, sir.
Come in.
Yes, sir.
Seek
right.
God.
Right. Yes, sir.
My Lord.
And you never know who's watching.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
You, some young girl, some young man is watching you.
Yes, sir.
I can call at my age, none of your business. I can call at my age deacons in my home church who are going to be with the Lord, but made a lasting impression in my mind.
Right.
Well,
my grandfather, who founded our church, who pastored it for 50 years, he didn't have to do things. Those deacons took care of things.
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Fooling around in the back, those deacons got up off that bench and went back there. Y'all stop this foolishness. The deaconess knew what to say to young people to get respect. And they got respect not because of their title, but how they showed themselves.
All right. Yes, sir.
That's right.
You are a living example.
Yes.
There's some young girl that has no role model, and you don't even know it. You may be their role model.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
And we got to have that in the church. We got to go back to that. We got to go back to business as usual.
Yes, sir.
In the church house.
Right. Amen.
We got to understand our doctrine. We got to understand our laws and bylaws and our constitution. We got to take time to religiously educate our children.
That's it. That's it.
Said this morning, we're in a crisis because our children don't know what to do.
Don't know.
Because their parents couldn't teach them because their parents were too busy. They wouldn't come to church. And how is the church of tomorrow going to survive and they have no role models?
Yeah. That's right.
But you've been called out. You've been picked on.
Yeah.
You've been looked at. You've been prayed on. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I know I'm talking to a Baptist church, a Baptist church, but you need to be filled with
Holy
the Holy
Ghost.
Well, hello, somebody.
Yeah.
That's not just for the Pentecostals.
Right.
You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Y'all need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Better.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes, sir.
Because the word said, without holiness, no one shall see God.
Right.
That's it.
You want to have some Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to scream and holler every now and then, every Sunday. But
every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to cry every now and then.
Huh?
I got to cry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You just can't sit there passive. You can't look good. You can't just wear a pin.
Right.
A pin don't make you.
Come on.
Say it loud.
Just some metal. But your life,
that's it.
The way you live,
yes.
How you speak,
mm-hmm.
What you say when you say what you say,
yes, sir.
Ought to make a difference.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You can be firm and fair. Hello, somebody.
Right. Come on now.
Fair. Lord have mercy.
You ought to be able to lead the church. Mm-hmm. Churches are going without pastors. Going years without pastors.
Years.
I don't pick no scamming. Getting folk to lead them that have no business leading.
Come on.
That's it.
Every hoop and holler don't make you a pastor. Because you can shift gears in your sermon.
Uh-huh.
That don't make you
well
a pastor.
That's right. Amen.
It's how you live.
Yes.
It's the compassion that you have for the sheep of
that's
the fold.
That's it.
And in the absence of the pastor, you all need to have the same compassion.
That's what's missing.
To lead the flock. You don't lead as a dictatorship, but you lead by example. That folk will follow you. And we're missing that.
Yes, sir.
We're getting ready to go. Old lady said, we're fixing to go into crisis mode. Yeah, we're getting ready to go in crisis mode.
My.
Because we're doing what seemeth right.
Seem right. Mm-hmm.
And what seemeth right does not necessarily mean it is right.
Come on now. Come on, Doc. That's it. That's it.
And then we have a mess. And then the church is split. And some go one way.
Huh?
And others stay. And you got those that come in and try to divide the flock for their own personal gain. Well, I don't need to know how to bake a cake to know that the cake don't taste good.
Huh? That's right.
Huh? And if it don't seem right,
just ain't right.
Come on.
Just ain't right.
Well,
you don't eat none,
huh?
Because you'll mess around and get spiritual food poisoning.
Come on now.
You got to off of buffets. That stuff is not right.
Not right.
And you don't understand what to do. You don't know to make the sign of the cross or kneel or whatever. You don't know to walk at the moon. You don't know because you've gotten spiritual food poisoning. You can laugh if you want. We've got some confused people in the church. And they come in and you hear them, what they tell you. They don't know what to do. And it's up to y'all to help them.
Amen.
To get them straight. Bear in mind, God will not put in your pathway because he's infinitely wise enough. He won't put a person in your pathway he'll put a person in your pathway that has the same experiences you have. so that when you minister to them, you're able to talk to them in terms they understand.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Amen.
He doesn't put a drug addict in front of an alcoholic because you don't understand what it is to be doing drugs. You don't understand what it is to crash and hit the bottom and not how to get up from the bottom. And when the Lord saved you, he saved you from whatever you were in that he can use you for his glory.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So bear in mind, whatever you've done, God's going to put them in front of you.
Mine.
You'll see the reflection of yourself in them. That you can minister to them. That you can tell them, look, if God is able to do it for me, he can do it for you. You don't want powerless leadership. You want powerful
yes, sir.
Leadership.
Yes, sir.
And the only way you can get powerful leadership is you got to be indwelled
by
the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You got to have it in you. Got to have it in you. Got to feel the fire burning.
Yes.
Got to know that it's in you. It'll show up. It'll show up. He'll direct you. He'll guide you. He'll tell you everything you need to do. But get some power.
Amen.
Permission of the pastor.
Please, sir.
Can we rest on our feet?